Good morning. Welcome back to the roundtable and to our third hour. Very excited to talk about a production. Actually, we heard about last month when we were on the stage of the Colonial Theater broadcasting live, and Kate McGuire was telling us about their excitement for Agatha Christie's The Mousetrap, to the point where while we were on stage, they were backstage getting ready and making all the props and doing all the cool stuff. Well, now the show is up, it's running, and it's great. We're going to talk to two of the actors who have a hand in bringing all of this together. The Mousetrap has a fantastic story, a classic that has kept audiences on the edge of their seat for over 70 years. It is the ultimate whodunit when a group of strangers become snowbound in a remote countryside guest house. A chilling murder sets off a race against time to unmask the culprit. We meet two of the actors from the Berkshire Theater Group production, now on the stage at the Colonial Theater in Pittsfield through August 17th. Keshav Mudaliar is with us. He plays Giles Ralston. Hello, Keshav. How are you?
I'm well. How are you? Thanks for having us.
It's really good to have you on the program. Thank you very much for being here. Brooklyn-based actor, studied at Juilliard, has been in all kinds of regional productions on television, movies, cool stuff. Alan Tedder is with us as well. Sergeant Trotter is the character you play in this.
Yeah, that's right. How you doing?
I'm well. Alan is returning to Berkshire Theater Group and has also appeared in the Broadway production of To Kill a Mockingbird, as well as many other productions. And it's a great pleasure to have both of you with us. Welcome to the program. So, Keshav, I guess we'll begin with you of how, in your story of how you came to this part.
I auditioned for it, and then that's how I got it. And I played Giles Ralston, who is he's the couple along with my wife Molly, and we run this guest house. And I was doing a play in Boston when I got an audition for this, and I taped for it at midnight, and that was it. Now I'm here. Yeah.
Wait, is there a significance in doing it at midnight?
Well, because we just finished a show and I got back to my apartment and my buddy who was in the show with me, he was like, hey, should we just do this now? And I was like, we're really, really tired. And he's like, no, let's just knock it out. And we did a couple of takes and he gave me one adjustment, which was very, very cool. He was like, hey, can you do it again? And can you really, really love me this time? And that was that.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
And then once you, but I would think, and this, I'm bringing this in a completely different direction. Yeah, yeah. I apologize. But it's fascinating to me, though, because when you come back and late around midnight, because you're otherwise still going, though, right? You're still on the adrenaline from the performance,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah. No, you are, which is actually a really good thing because you're already warm and you're ready and your imagination is kind of going. So yeah. you haven't really started cooling down. And there's also I don't know about you, Alan, but I feel like when you're auditioning for stuff, doing it from a place of release and calm and exhaustion sometimes is very helpful.
Yeah.
As opposed to like being energized.
Sure.
Because you're just allowing stuff to happen, which is cool.
And plan you know, think about it too much, being at the center of mind. And then also you're thinking, oh, well, maybe it's time to line up another gig.
I'm thinking about it now.
I
would think it would be. Yeah. Alan, you've been a part of Berkshire Theater Group before, and you're back. So tell us the story of how you came to this production.
Oh, I was actually just telling Keshav this earlier. I was doing a play as well, and don't tell Kate McGuire, but I forgot about submitting this audition until it was too late. And I was reminded at the last minute. I was actually on my way to play a round of golf, and I took the hat off, redid my hair, took the polo off, put another shirt on, and read the scene in front of the camera. Pages were flying. They were throwing around. If you see the play, you'll understand why the pages were flying. But, yeah, I just did a violent, aggressive first read and filmed it and then sent it in and went and played my round of golf. So it was a great day for me.
And then how long from that time I'm not assuming it's similar, but from that time of recording that to the time that you get the tap on your shoulder that you're going to be in the thing, how long basically goes by?
That varies. Yeah. You weigh in as well. Yeah, that varies. We both were actually just talking. It was like 4 days and 5 days, I think.
Yep.
For this particular one, but you know, that depends on the production who's
involved. It can be anything from days to weeks to months to hearing back. Yeah.
The worst part is that they don't tell you if you don't get it.
Oh, that sucks.
That's the worst part, my
that's
friend.
That's really bad.
Oh, they leave you on the line as long as possible.
But so in this case, you find out, and then what is it like for each of you to learn and to take on these very large roles, and I would even say iconic roles?
Yeah. So many ways to go about doing it, right? And different actors have different processes. I like to read the script a couple of times, get familiar with the world, do my research, whatever homework that is. And then I like to come and see what other people are doing and come to the table and not really prepare too much and then just see what happens in real time as we're in rehearsal process. Because as an actor, that's the most exciting part for me, which I was thinking about this morning, just being in rehearsal.
Right.
And I love that process. So I try to not plan too much and then show up. I'm trying to be better at doing that and then coming up and see what Alan gives me. Or mm-hmm.
You're trying to be better at not preparing too much.
Yeah.
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 Because preparation normally you would think gives you some sense of control.
Yeah, which is cool when you're auditioning. But when you're actually going to do the thing, I'm not going to do the whole play in my apartment. The wonderful thing about this piece is...
But wouldn't it be great if you could?
Oh, dude, it'd be amazing. It'd be a much better show. No, but like that, it's an ensemble piece, and that's why it is. And that's the really exciting part about it. I didn't know Alan was going to do it until like maybe 2 or 3 days before. And Alan and I were at school together. So.
Oh, you're both at Juilliard?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, congratulations.
Yeah. And so when I found out he was going to do it, I was like, oh, now I'm just going to see what Alan brings to this really wonderful part. And then we'll cook something together, as opposed to figuring out how I'm going to respond, blah, blah, blah.
And for you?
Yeah, that's very well said. It depends on the part every time. So that's one of my favorite things about what we do, is that I prepare differently for every single part, singularly. This particular one is well known, like you said. It's been open on the West End since the 50s and continually. And it was originated, my part was originated by the great Richard Attenborough. So I like to, for this one, I didn't want to know anything about it. I needed to avoid all of the things that, what's the word, all of the reputation that this part has in order to create my own version. So that's what I did. I just kind of ignored the play until the last minute again and came in and listened to all of these great people trying to solve the crime with me. Yeah.
Once you start that rehearsal process, are there questions that come to the fore? Are there questions and challenges that you all start attacking as a group?
Yeah, that's usually in the beginning phase. We sit at a table and we talk about the questions that we have in common. We make sure we're all on the same page about things. One of my favorite things about the first couple days of rehearsal is the table work and hearing somebody like Keshav asking a question that I wouldn't have ever thought. But it completely affects, you know, my work. What about you? What do you like about?
Well, with this production in particular, because we're talking about a play which was done 75 years ago, and it's like, what are the parts which are kind of sticky now? What do we want to keep? What do we want to be faithful to? What is important? Because there's something very universal about it, since it's been running for so many years.
Been around a long time, yeah.
And what are the parts which we need to address? Like, because it's a different makeup of people doing this show at the Berkshires now than it is 75 years ago in London. And as a company, what choices do we make to tell the story of today as opposed to holding on to what was done more than 50 years ago?
So the play is directed by Jerry McIntyre. Give us a sense of Jerry's imprint on this, of what you get from that of because all of you are asking the questions, working on the challenges, and then you have the ringmaster.
Yeah, Jerry, as most theater directors' job in general is, it provided a great view of the aesthetic, you know, also telling us what to do in general. But actors can't really see what the whole picture looks like. So he's got a great eye for aesthetic, and he's also a wonderful theater artist in general. But, yeah, he comes from the choreography background as well. So he saw the pictures, and he told us how to make them and which ones were good, which ones weren't, and how to fix the things we couldn't see for ourselves, because we're sitting in the trench doing it, you know, so we can't really see mm-hmm. what's going on outside of the ditch most of the time.
Yeah, because it's Agatha Christie and it's a murder mystery. So you come in with the idea of like it's going to be this noir sort of like a scary thing. But Jerry has an eye for comedy and mm-hmm. joy, and mm-hmm. the play is infused with that mm-hmm. in Jerry's own special way, which is really, really fun. And that's the refreshing take on this one. Like you, it is surprising to us every single time how funny it is. And that's Jerry's touch. And he's trying to, his whole thing was, I want this to be a joyful experience as well. And I think he really has accomplished that. Mm-hmm.
And because of those nuances, I would assume that's why it's been around for 75 years, right? I mean, because it has so much to offer in different ways.
Yeah, we've actually learned this doing this production. The play works for itself. We mostly just have to show up and put on the costumes and say the words and try not to fall over each other. But the play, people love a murder mystery.
Don't advertise that next time. Just say this thing would have tanked without me.
Yeah. No, I mean, I haven't been running on the West End for 75 years. I mean, I just haven't been. So people love it. They come, they want to figure out who did it, and it's got a great twist in the classic Agatha Christie style. So people love it.
I was recently in London. I didn't see the production, but I was talking to someone who had, and they said that it sort of reinvigorated their entire thought process when it comes to Agatha Christie of wanting to read everything and becoming an Agatha Christie fan again. But that's also why it works, because whether you're someone who is very familiar with the work or not, it doesn't really matter, because it's just good stuff.
People like true crime. People like puzzles, mm-hmm. and people like accents, you know. Yeah.
People like accents.
It's true.
And the crowds that you've had so far?
Oh, they've been fantastic. It's so fun because we've been doing this now for a month, so we know the story pretty intimately. So it's really nice to watch people discover with us along the way and like just be surprised by things we took for granted, which is really exciting.
Yeah. Because you're in the big house. I mean, you're in the big, that's a big theater.
It's gorgeous, a old
beautiful
theater.
Gorgeous. Yeah. And it is very large. We forget how big it is. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, there are other stages within that complex that are smaller, and you're playing a big house.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's nice to have it full, and it's been full for this first opening mm-hmm. week, which has been mm-hmm. really nice.
That's great.
That's great. Yeah. And the house is gorgeous. You just said the theater's gorgeous, and our set team has built a set that matches it. I mean, the set sits in that house beautifully.
Yeah. Mm.
It's lovely to look at the whole thing.
And do you you're talking about the humor in of it, but you get fueled by that, right? When you have that conversation starts with the audience, when you start getting the reaction back.
Yeah, Alan said something during our first, I think it was during our previews, because we have previews before opening, and there's a part where Alan is talking about someone potentially dying, and we heard a chuckle from the audience. And that part happens like 40 minutes into the play, mm-hmm. and laughter being recognition, we're like, oh, they're listening, mm-hmm. right? And if you're laughing at that specific line, it's like, oh, you're invested. And to hear them being invested is very, very satisfying.
It means you're looking through the layers to find something that you recognize, and they did.
Do you get the opportunity to experience other theater within the Berkshires in the area?
Not yet, but we just started opening. You know, we've been rehearsing.
Yeah.
So our hope is to try to get a matinee of one of the other shows. I'd love to.
Yeah.
There's great stuff happening up
mm-hmm.
here.
I mean, I spent some time, so I was at Williamstown and then the Barrington, and also we saw another show at BTG.
At
the Unicorn, which was
beautiful.
It was
lovely, the one-man show. I think they just ended it.
Oh, that was great. Yeah, fantastic.
So we have experienced a little bit, but excited to see some more mm-hmm. when we can.
Good stuff. The Mousetrap is at the Colonial Theater for the Berkshire Theater Festival's the Berkshire Theater Group. I'm aging myself. It used to be the Berkshire Theater Festival, and then they were the, okay. Berkshire Theater Group, and they are at the Colonial Theater, 111 South Street in Pittsfield, and you can find out more information by going to berkshiretheatergroup.org, berkshiretheatergroup.org. The next production is tonight at 7 p.m., and then, of course, running all weekend and then running through the 17th, so plenty of opportunities to see these two incredibly talented actors and the other incredibly talented actors all together in Agatha Christie's The Mousetrap, BerkshireTheaterGroup.org. Gentlemen, I thank you very much for being with us. It's a great pleasure. I wish you all the luck in the world, and I so appreciate you coming in and talking to us.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Thanks for very much. Again, BerkshireTheaterGroup.org, BerkshireTheaterGroup.org. The Mousetrap playing at the Colonial Theater through August 17th, BerkshireTheaterGroup.org. You are listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.